I don't like ostriches. For those people that don't know what an ostrich is, it's a bird that's the same size as me. I'm in Nebraska, right? I had a run-in with this ostrich. I'm in Nebraska. I'm on the side of the road. I'm peeing. I get done peeing. I look to my left. It was an ostrich looking at me while I was peeing. He was standing on one leg like this. His body was facing this way, but his head was like this. Now, I didn't know what it was, so I didn't say nothing. My friend got out of the car. He's like, yo, what the hell is that? I was like, I don't know. It's like a big pigeon or something. I didn't know what it was, right? He was like, that ain't no pigeon. He took an ink pen, threw the pen at it. When he threw the pen at the ostrich, he hit the ostrich in the chest. As soon as he hit the ostrich in the chest, his other leg came down. His body was still facing this way, but his head was still like this. I was like, you know what? We should probably go get in the car because we don't really know what that means. You know, like that could be a sign. That could mean like you got 10 seconds to get out of my face before I kill you. I'm gonna eat your kids. We don't know what he's trying to say. So let's just get in the car where we safe at. So we get in the car, I start laughing. I'm like, ah, you was scared, man. He's like, no, you was scared. I'm like, no, you was scared. No, you was. I'm driving like 30 miles per hour. I look out the passenger window, the ostrich was running 30 miles per hour beside the car. His body was still facing this way, but his head was like this. And he was haul-assing at 30 miles per hour. Now, when I'm scared, like if I'm real, real scared, sir, I'll start to cry. Only if I'm real scared. So I was like, why would you throw a pin at it if we don't even know what it is? We don't even know what it is! I was freaking out, right? He was like, man, stop being a little girl. Just speed up. Drive faster. I start driving 60 miles per hour. When I tell you that this ostrich was running 60 miles per hour, I am not playing. His body was still facing this way, but his head was like this. And his legs, you couldn't even see him. It looked like a black cotton ball floating. It was amazing. And I was scared because he never took his eyes off us. Like, he was looking at us the whole time. Like, he didn't check for a wall, another bird, nothing. It's like, he was like, when I catch y'all, I'ma kill both of y'all over a pin. And I was like, why don't you just apologize? Because I was scared. I'm scared of dolphins as well. I'm very scared of dolphins. And like I said, I got a reason to be scared of everything that I'm afraid of, right? Me and my lady, we in Maui one time. She's like, babe, we should go swim with the dolphins. I'm like, no, I told you how I feel about them dolphins. I don't want to swim with the dolphins. She's like, come on, stop acting like that. Let's swim with the dolphins. I was like, you know what? Let's swim with the dolphins. Something happened to me, it's going to be on your conscience. Now, we go to swim with the dolphins. They got the dolphins in like this little tank, right? It's like 8 dolphins. I see an old lady on the back of a dolphin, these little boys. I'm like, you know what, babe? I might have been overreacting. Get the camera, take some pictures of me on back of the dolphin. I was excited, right? I get in the water, I'm on back of the dolphin. The instructor, he says, as soon as you grab the dolphin fin, the dolphin gonna start taking you around. So whenever you ready, grab his fin. As soon as I grab my dolphin fin, my dolphin went straight to the bottom of the tank. He went straight down, right? Now, because I was scared, I didn't let go. I held on. And you know when you're scared, you start to mentally create stuff in your own mind. I was like, it's obvious that I got a racist dolphin. He don't like black people. That's obvious. He done cut a deal with a shark to bring him a black piece of meat. Something bad about to happen, right? I let go, I get to the top, I start snapping on the instructor. I was like, nobody just saw dolphin number 8 missing, huh? Nobody noticed that I was gone for like 30 seconds? You don't have a bell or nothing that you ring? He tried to kill me. He took me to the bottom of the tank to meet with sharks, okay? I'm the only black dot in this damn tank. You didn't notice that I wasn't going around, huh? You see this old lady and this little boy, but nobody noticed the black swirl missing? Nobody noticed it? And he was like, whoa, calm down. It's 3 feet, just stand up. And I was like, what? What'd he say? I didn't even realize that I was walking and talking at the same time. But it was a racist dolphin. I'm gonna tell you how I know it was a racist dolphin. Cause like, you know how dolphins be like, kick it, kick it, kick it. Well, when I got out the water, I looked at him and he looked at me, he's like, nigga, nigga. And I said, what did you just, what?
My name's Kevin Hart, y'all been a great crowd. See you. All right, relax. Hi, how are you? Okay, so does anybody still play the how much money would you suck a dick for game with your friends? Just a game I reopened in my life. Nobody, okay. You? Okay. Well, if you don't know what the game is, it's basically one of your friends is like, hey, man. Would you suck a dick for $1 million? And then we would all lie and be like, no. Here's the thing. Of course I would do it for $1 million. In a heartbeat. Before I even blinked, I would say yes to $1 million. To be honest, I would do it for like 5,000 if I had to be honest with myself. Here's the thing about that game. My opinion has changed, all right? When I played that game in high school 3 years ago, I always said no, and I meant it, you know? When my friend in high school would be like, hey, man, would you suck a dick for $1 million? I'm like, no, and I really meant that, you know? Because I lived with my mom at the time, you know? I had food, I had clothes, I had a TV in my room. I didn't need to suck a dick. Now? Now I live on my own. 2 dicks a year. I think 2 dicks a year is an acceptable amount of dicks to suck. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know, 1 dick in the summer, so you have a great summer. And then 1 dick before Christmas, so the whole family eats. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And people are like, oh, you're gay. And I'm like, no, I'm a businessman, okay? I'm fucking making moves out here. Oh, man, I have a girlfriend now. It's weird. When you have a girlfriend, you basically just go home. That's it. You just go home and answer questions. That's what true love is. You know, no, she's great. It's just, you know, I'm not good at sex because I'm 20. So, like, I'm not, you know, I wasn't raised in a brothel. Like, I'm not good yet. I don't get why girls get mad at that. You know, when every time I have sex with a girl, she's just like, is that it? I'm like, yes. Yes, it is. I'm not 40, okay? I'm in training right now. You know any good guitar players that have been playing guitar for a year? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know any of them. They're all still paying for lessons, and that's where I'm at right now. 20-year-olds have sex like Green Day. Okay? It's just the same shit every time for 1 minute and 52 seconds. Yeah, just a bunch of din-in, 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 come. That's it. That's the entire. But Green Day has some good songs, so fuck off, all right? Leave me alone. Have a lot of black friends. I'm white, by the way. I know I look miscellaneous in the face. But that's another set. Yeah. I don't know how I'm white either, to be completely honest with you. Because I can see my lips from here. So, you know. But no, it's, I got into a fight with my black friends recently. And they were like, yo, son. I was like, yes, dad. Yeah, by the way, do that. That's a lot of fun. Whenever a black dude comes up to you, just fuck with him. Whenever he's like, yo, son, be like, yes, papa! How are you, father? Or creep him out. I like to creep him out sometimes, too. When they're like, yo, son, be like, dad? I always knew you'd come back. No, we got into an argument. Here's the thing. I'm the only white guy out of my group of friends. So, like, you could watch 12 Years as a Slave with your black friends if you're a white guy. You can. You know? I wouldn't, but... But you can. But when it's over, don't do this. Okay? Because this is what I did. And this is why we got into a fight. All right? Here's what happened. When you watch 12 Years as a Slave with your black friends, here's what not to do. What I did was I looked at all my black friends and I was like, hey guys, great movie. All right, guys, that's my time. I'm Pete Davidson. Thank you.
You guys, I'm gonna be honest with you. I am so hungover. You do not mess around. You do not mess around here in French Canada. So I was thinking about it, and I've been a comedian for about 10 years, and in my 20s, I talked a lot about drinking, because that's what you do. You have a crap job, and you drink, and you eat garbage at your desk. And then in my 30s, I started to become more of an adult. And once in a while, things get out of hand when you're drunk. But what scares me about drinking as I get older is this. In my group of friends, I am the alpha, obviously. Look what I do for a living. But in general, I am the one, I call the Uber, I print the Groupon. I'm the one galvanizing everyone. So what worries me, if I do something dumb when I'm drunk, what hope do the sheep who I lead have? We were out the other night and we were hammered. And by the other night, I mean last night, we were hammered. Like the kind of drunk where you can't even read. Okay, and then you realize it's because you're in Chinatown. Actually, you know you're messed up when you're in Chinatown and you can read. Oh, ancient secrets, not so hidden. So, we're walking through there and we walk into a bar. I'm reticent to say that it was a club because I'm 33, but there was a dance floor and a DJ and I had on like a little bit of body glitter. Okay. Right about now, you're probably wondering, Eliza, why are you wearing body glitter? I will tell you, just for laughs, because my date was late to pick me up. Gentlemen, you must know something. Every single woman in this room has a list of things that she does to get ready. No matter how much makeup she wears or how little, we have a checklist, whether it's brushing your teeth, filing down a horn, polishing a hoof, putting on blush. We all have a thing that we do. Every woman has a list of things she does to get ready. And when she's done with that list, there is a pinnacle of attractiveness that every woman is capable of reaching. There's a point where we're not getting any hotter. And every minute that you're late to pick us up is one more minute we spend messing with our makeup and we start to get uglier, okay? Yeah, one time my date was an hour late, I grew a tail. Like it gets worse. This guy walked in, it was only 30 minutes, thank God, I'm on the ground, there's caboodle shrapnel everywhere. I've got half a Wet n Wild lip gloss. I'm like, stay back, I'm a pretty girl. Like it gets worse. Because what happens is we have all this time, so we start messing with more. The more time you have to get ready, the worse it can be. The best advice I can give as a woman, not the best, but for the purpose of this set, the best piece of advice I can give, if you're putting on your makeup, give yourself 1 hour. 1 hour for the makeup. Hair is like another story. Give yourself 1 hour for the makeup, set a timer, girls, and when that timer goes off, chefs, put your knives down, step away from your plates. You be done. You be done, okay? Because we think we can add things. That's what happened with that body glitter. I found that body glitter, which in hindsight, wasn't even body glitter. It was straight up craft glitter. And as an adult, I was like, the things that go on my face, right? And I convinced myself I could make it look good. I convinced myself I could do a classy amount of body glitter. But do you ever think that? Do you ever think to yourself that because you're not trashy, you can pull off doing something that's trashy? You're like, I can wear fingerless gloves. I went to McGill. Like, it's okay for some reason. That's how I felt about that body glitter. Balcony, I found it. I was like, I'll just do a little bit. I'll just do a winter frost, not a term, not a makeup term. Am I Elsa? Is it frozen? What's a winter frost? Just let it go. Just do a little bit more. Maybe I'll just highlight my orbital rim. Yes. That way when we're dancing, the light will hit it and it'll be like, bing, anime, ah. Just keep going. 5 more minutes later, maybe I'll just highlight my jawbone so he knows I come from good chewing stock. Just keep going. 5 more minutes later, sparkle fish. So now I look like a goddamn road flare and we're in public. So, we walk into this bar and one of the difficult parts about being a woman, besides everything, is that We're constantly battling time. In the long run, we're worried about weight gain, wrinkles, society rejecting us as a whole. But minute to minute, we are messing with and fixing everything. We are fixing our clothes and our hair and our makeup and our thongs and our bras and our mustaches. Braid it, beat it, set it. Because if one thing is off, then the night is ruined, Scott. Like, it has to be perfect. One time, I left my house without mascara on. I did a U-turn on a four-lane highway. Like, no! They will see the whites of my eyes. And gentlemen, I certainly don't want to leave you out. If you think it's exhausting to hear about that madness, try living in this head, man, okay? We are tired all the time. Fun scientific fact about women that I made up on the way here. Women get 4 minutes out of every 24-hour cycle where our brain tells us to stop messing with everything. We get 4 minutes of rest. 4 minutes where we stop messing with our hair, I saw you, messing with our jackets and everything. 4 minutes of a mental ceasefire. We get 4 minutes a night where our brain finally sends a message like, homeostasis achieved. You're like, oh.
The U.S. film industry is saying that online piracy is costing the U.S. film industry $20 billion a year. Can you believe that? Online piracy is costing the U.S. film industry $20 billion a year. Like, don't they know they can download that shit for free? Like, who are you paying? You're being ripped off. Okay, use BitTorrent. For the love of God, does anyone here use BitTorrent? I only got a couple of guys. One of the hardest things to do in life is explain to your mother where to find a legitimate download off the internet. How do you explain to your mom what links to click on? You just know, right? It's the intangibles. You know, it just comes through years and years of internet copyright law abuse. You just know, you look at how the link is phrased, right? You look at the context of the page, you look at the banner ads, how dirty they are, right? Look at the comments, 9 out of 9, you know what's legit. It's like Malcolm Gladwell blink, right? You just know what's legit, what's not legit. How do you pass that information to your mom? How do you transfer the expertise to your mom? Your mom doesn't know, right? Because anytime your mom clicks on anything your mom clicks on, it's a virus, right? As soon as your mom touches that mouse, it's just a virus that compromises the entire system. Your mom could find a virus on the Google homepage, right? How? How are you under attack by spyware on the Google homepage? 95% of it is blank. I feel like the internet's becoming an angry place, right? Just full of trolls and haters. No matter what you do online, just a bunch of people want to tell you how much you suck, how much you're wrong. You state half an opinion, or I think you suck and you're wrong. I feel like us as a generation of internet users, like, we're used to that by now, right? We're used to the hatred online. We can witness pure hatred directed at us on a one-on-one basis, and we can deal with it better, okay? Not all the time. We're still human. We still get angry, but we deal with it better because we know that's just a troll, okay? It means nothing, right? Just brush it off, dirt off your shoulder like Jay-Z, right? But the previous generations never had to deal with online trolling, right? On that kind of global, personal, day-to-day basis. Okay, sure, they had their own challenges, right, like Hitler, and the Depression and the bubonic plague, but online trolling, okay? They never had to deal with online trolling on that scale. My mom, she lives in Singapore right now, okay? And she really loves the Singapore government, okay? For whatever reason, probably because of propaganda, all right? All right, so there was like a YouTube video about the Singapore government. And I can't even remember whether the video was positive or negative or propaganda. Doesn't even matter, okay? Because the comments were negative. That's my point. No matter what you do online, people just say nasty things about it. So for some reason, my mom scrolls through these comments. She reads all these derogatory comments about the Singapore government. She gets angry, right? So now she needs to do something about it. So like a vigilante, she registers a YouTube account just to respond to every hateful comment on this video. Okay, but worse still, she registers her YouTube account using her real name, right? And she's typing her response, like a 3-page dissent, right? Like, how dare you say this about the Singapore government? You don't know what you're talking about. You're spoiled, you're ignorant, blah, 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 post. 5 minutes after posting, regrets posting it because she used her real name, calls me up from Singapore all the way to Australia, where I live right now, on the phone asking me, Ronnie, how do you delete a comment off YouTube? Let me tell you something. Explain to your mom over the phone how to fix a computer problem when you can't see her screen. It's quite possibly the most excruciating form of torture even possible. If I was an intelligence officer and you captured me and you wanted to extract information from me, you don't need Jack Bauer, okay? You don't need Guantanamo Bay. You need to fuck some shit up on my mom's computer. You got to call me on the phone. Ronnie, how do you think I will break like a twig? I will tell you everything you need to know. For the love of God, fix a computer, fix it right now. But because she's 5,000 miles away, you have to explain every excruciating step to her like you're defusing a bomb, right? Okay, mom, okay, look, mom, you want to delete a comment off YouTube? Okay, it's easy, okay? Just relax, just calm down, just listen to what I'm saying. Click the red X next to your comment, okay? Do you see a comment? Yeah, just click the red X. No, click it. No, click is left button. Click means left button. No, the mouse, the thing, the wire in front of you, the mouse. Yep, it's got two buttons, press the left button. Yep, just press the left button. No, you have to move your pointer to the red X first. No, the pointer. The white arrow, move the white arrow. Move the white. Oh no, you're right, mom. Whoever designed this system is stupid. You're right. Oh, the system is stupid. Computers are stupid. YouTube is stupid. Everything's stupid, mom. Everything in the universe is stupid, except for you, okay? Let's just get through this. Just move the white arrow to the red X and press the left button. Do you see the white? You don't see the white arrow. Okay, move the mouse. No, you move the mouse so you can locate the white arrow moving as you move the mouse. I promise the white arrow's there, mom. Just move the mouse. It might be off screen for a second. Just shake the mouse. No, shake the mouse so you can make the white arrow move as you move the mouse, because moms are like T-Rex. If it's not moving, they can't see it. Okay? Can't see it. Okay, move the mouse. You see the white arrow moving as you move the mouse. You don't see the white arrow moving. You don't see it moving. You see nothing moving. You see nothing. Now you see nothing. You see a blank screen. Okay, fuck it. I'm flying over right now. No, don't book my flight. I'll book it myself. You'll mess it up. And then you get there, and it's like she wasn't even in front of her computer, right?
I was just in St. Louis visiting my grandma. Whenever I go see her, she's always like, you know, come hungry, because she likes to see me thin. I don't call my grandma. I call her Mimi, because when I was little, I couldn't pronounce old bitch. So that's what I came up with, and it's fun. It's a joke. She's so sweet. She wouldn't even hurt a fly, because flies don't understand verbal abuse. But it's okay. I'm 28, which I just found out is the age where, as a woman, your body starts to tell you to have a baby. It's my hormones are like, have a baby. My bank account is like, don't you even fucking think about it. Don't you do it. I did have a pregnancy scare recently, which, and I say scare because I was like, who's the dad? I was like, are we gonna have to bring Maury into this? Because I fucked Maury Povich a couple months ago, but to call him up. I had a pregnancy scare. The first person I told was my mom, which I'll never do again because she got excited. Yeah, she was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be a grandmother. And I was like, yeah, until Tuesday. Hold your horses, Nana. Soak it up. That's what I told the doctor too. So that was, don't groan. I just got back from the Midwest where you can't talk about that stuff at all. And they have anti-abortion billboards everywhere there. I was driving across Kansas. There was one that confused me. It was just a big one. It said, thinking about abortion. I'm like, yeah, I'm on a long road trip. Like, what else am I gonna do? Can't text and drive anymore, of course. So thinking about abortion. But then 300 yards later, it was like another one that said, consider adoption. I'm like, why would I want some stranger's baby if I'm gonna get rid of my own? Like, I don't get that at all. Right? I don't get that. It's I'm in a long distance relationship right now, which means I'm single, so that's Yeah, when the cat's away, the mouse pretends her phone died. Every night. I can't do long distance anymore because it's all you have is phone sex. And to be good at phone sex, you have to be good at regular sex. I recently found out I'm not. Because I'm on the phone, he's like, talk dirty. And I'm like, I'm just laying here. Later. And I hung up. And that's all I've got. That's all I know. It's all I've ever done. And I love it. I just lay back and get it. It's pretty sweet. Girls, do you know you can lay there? Guys will still fuck you. I've tried it out for us. They're like happier there most of the time. It's awesome. Being on bottom is the tops. It's pretty sweet down there. Once in a while, they'll like straight up ask you to participate, and it's a bummer, I'm not gonna lie, it sucks. But like, he bought you dinner at Chili's, you owe him, like that's how I was raised. I don't know about you, but I felt obligated. It did happen to me recently. This guy was giving me like a really good rogering, and at some point in the middle of, yeah, I like that phrasing. Because girls can't be like, I got fucked. Like, we gotta say stuff like, I got a good rogering. Sounds classy, doesn't it? Sounds like he courted me or like I knew his name or something. Like, it sounds fancy. I like it. So he was giving me a good rogering, and I thought we were having fun, but at some point in the middle of it, I remember he was like, hey, will you get on top? And I was like, what'd you say? Like, he woke me up. I was like, what's going on? I like rolled over. I'm like, I don't want to go to school. But I did it. You know, I got up there. I took off my sleep mask and wiped the drool off my face. I hope it was drool. And I was really out of it. And I got up there. And I got to give it up to you guys for being up there most of the time. I had no idea how much cardio that was. Right out of the gate, I thought I was in shape. No, it was the worst spinning class of my entire life. It was awful. I was wheezing right away. Just winded. I don't know if it was like the change in elevation or something. I was like, this is like fucking in Denver. It sucked. I'm lazy. I'm bad at sex. I think that's what I've concluded. It's fine. I'm okay with it because I got a late start. I'm learning. I didn't have sex till I was 21 because I was saving myself for Jesus, which I know. Luckily, that was my gardener's name, so that worked out. But yeah, I found a loophole in my dad's rule. Yeah, thank you. I don't know why. I really just waited because I was scared, you know, and I think I only did it ultimately for the first time because that guy was the first guy to have a really good argument for why we should, you know, and I remember because I was like, I don't think I'm ready, and he was like, come on. Yeah, that was it. Solid logic. I think he's a lawyer now. Thank you guys very much. I'm Nikki Glaser. Enjoy your show. Thank you so much.
Excited to be here. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and some people, and we were, I'm married, and we were, me and my wife were in Nashville last summer, and we went out on the lake with some of our friends, and we were floating around in the water, and there was a guy in a boat, like right next to us, and my wife was like, oh, that's my ex-boyfriend in that boat. I didn't know who he was. She didn't have to say anything at all. She was just basically like, are you having fun? Because I would like to put a stop to that and make you stare at this guy the rest of the day. So I'm staring at him, and then I look at her, and she's staring at him, and I feel like she's staring at him to see what her life would be like if she didn't marry me. So I started staring at him because I was like, I'm gonna see what my life would be like if I didn't marry her, you know? We were both putting so much pressure on this guy, and we have a daughter. We have a 3-year-old daughter, and we took her to Disney World, and I made the mistake of like telling my friends. They were just like, I don't know why you're taking her, you know, just wasting money. She's not going to remember it, and it's like it's exciting. Like she believes in Minnie Mouse. Like it's fun to see her get excited. Like, what should I do? Should I just lock her in a closet and be like, do you remember yesterday? No? Well, until you start remembering things, I'm not gonna waste any of my money on you, you know? I love coming here to Montreal. I've been here a few times. Last time I was here, had a bit of a too much of a good time. Is that how you should say it? I was staying here at the hotel, got super drunk, and locked myself out of my hotel room completely naked. And I remember getting all the way out, and then I hear the door shut, which is the most sobering noise I've ever heard in my entire life. So I'm standing there, I'm like, what are you gonna do? And I was like on the 7th floor, and I was like, oh, there's a window. I'll just jump out of that, you know? That's easier than talking to my wife about this. But then I look to the left, and there was a cleaning lady, and she's just staring at me. And I'm just like, what are you doing here? And you know why she's there? Because it's like 11 a.m. That's why she's there. That's how far in the day it was. And I looked at her just like, you know, what are you gonna do? Like, this happens to the best of us, right? And she was like, doesn't. It's never happened before. And I don't even have, like, the worst, I don't have, like, a body either that's like, you're welcome. You know what I mean? Like, like I did her a favor. I was like, come on, it's your lucky day, all right? Take it in. I do nothing to try to lose weight. I'm just kind of riding it out, seeing what, here's where we're at right now. What I've started doing, though, is I tell people I used to weigh 300 pounds because, yeah, I'm a pretty dumb guy. Just, I don't think it's pretty obvious. And it's, I think, I've thought about, like, time travel. Like, if I went back in time, knowing everything I know now, I don't think I would make a difference. I don't think you would even hear about it. If I went back to the 20s and I like saw some guy on like an old phone, I'd be like, hey, eventually they have phones you just carry in your pocket. And he'd be like, yeah, how do they do it? It's like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they're doing it. It's like a satellite or something. And they'd be like, what's a satellite? Well, I shouldn't have even brought that up then. It's like a round metal dish or something that's gotta go pretty high in the air. I honestly don't think I could prove I'm from the future. I mean, they would want some proof, you know? Who's the next president? Oh boy. Thank you guys so much.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here. I like to watch porn. Anybody else here like to watch porn? I love watching porn, and I think that when people look up porn on their favorite site, they always have their two standard search words, and mine are Asian and school. Yes, I like to watch Asian because I'm conceited. And I like to watch school because I'm Asian. I'm like, oh my God, are they doing a standardized test? Yeah. I want to get married. I do. I want to get married real bad because I have this fantasy that if I get married, I get to stop doing all the shit women have to do to keep fuckable. Like, I could just trap a dude and make no more effort. I don't wanna wear thong underwear anymore. I wanna be free to not wear thong underwear. I just wanna wear little boy's underwear. Because that's what fits. I don't know what that pocket in the front is for. That's just where I put my keys when I run. And I do not want to have to diet anymore. I hate dieting. That is the worst part about being a woman. You know what I did today? I ate kale chips. I ate kale chips, and then I did a bunch of butt squeezes at my desk, hoping that I would take a shit and have a six pack. just miserable, just at my desk, just searching for laser hair removal Groupon deals. Oh, don't do that anymore. When I get married, I'm gonna eat whatever I want. When I say I do, what I really mean is, fuck it. Fuck it. And I'm gonna eat fried chicken skin every day from then on and fulfill my destiny, which is to turn into a circle with eyelashes. Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do. And once I get married, no more plucking, no more shaving, no more trimming. No more. I'm done with it. I'm just gonna let it all grow out. I'm just gonna let it cha-cha-cha-chia. I am, because it takes too long to trim. It takes an hour. I don't have an hour to just, you have to take off your pants and then you stand over the toilet and you lower your eyeglasses like Angela Lansbury and just trim, trim, trim. Trim chimney, trim chimney, trim trim cheroo. I'll pull the butt hair to the front and I'll trim that too. Oh, I better get the Swiffer to get all the flyaways. Oh. I did the Tonight Show a couple months ago. And I had actually gotten offered to do it last May, but it was the same day as my boyfriend's graduation from Harvard. And I was like, okay, I could do the Tonight Show and get a TV credit, or I could go to my boyfriend's graduation from Harvard and poke a hole in the condom. What is gonna guarantee the most steady income? What is gonna get me a house? I once hooked up with a man who refused to put it in the back. Yeah, he refused. I was like, you're an idiot, dude. Do you realize that if I went on Craigslist and posted tiny Asian female seeking anal, the website would crash? It would crash. And for all the young women who are in their 20s who are like, ew, I would never do that, ew, ew, gross, ew, ew. Grow up. Just grow up, okay? I know what you're scared of because I was scared too. You're not scared of the pain because women were very good about dealing with pain. What you're really scared of is doo-doo on the dick. You're scared that he's gonna see that and that's gonna be your shame, your inner evil, all your horrible secrets and lies. Sephora can't help you now. But guess what? When he sees that, he's not thinking about doo-doo on the dick. He's thinking, I just put it in her butt. And I'm personally very grateful for anal because I'm a little stretched out in the punani for my 20s. So when I finally did anal, I felt like I got a second chance at life. I was like, oh my God, it's like I'm going back in time. Oh my God, I had a little backup pussy all along, all along. You were there all along, right beside me. I didn't even know. Like footprints in the sand. I've been Ali Wong. Have a good night. Thank you.
It's nice to be here. I feel quite at home in Montreal because my French isn't great. And neither is yours. So it's... I don't really go to concerts anymore. I don't do that. I'm getting older now. Is it just me or when I hear a singer scream at an audience, make some noise, I think, why don't you just off? I can't hear you. We're the audience. We'll decide the appropriate amount of enthusiasm for this performance. We don't need prompted. But no, I'm not into modern music. I'm starting getting into like sort of older, not just old, ancient music. I bought an Arabic music album the other day. I love all that, because I was in a Lebanese restaurant and it sounded very evocative and I felt like I was in a desert. You know, a mysterious woman in a dress flashing by. But it's not the same when you buy it and listen to it in a hotel room in Moncton. It's not the same. That kind of nice... That's the... Have you ever noticed with Arabic music, they go with the Man in Pain theme? That's the... Do you not know this one? No, you're looking like you don't know it, no? I've never caught my penis in my zipper before, but I imagine... I imagine that's the kind of... Because it's a different kind of pain, fellas, right? You know, you cut your finger, that's an... Ah, cut my finger. But if you catch your penis in the zipper... Do you still not know this one, no? It's number one in 8 countries. You know, I often think that religion, yes, you can feel the collective sphincter of the room just tighten when you start that sort of sentence. But I think to some extent, it's all just about presentation, isn't it? Because it's pretty much the same message, but it's differently presented. Like, I'll give you an example of what I mean. I live in Edinburgh in Scotland, and which incidentally, it looks like in 2 years' time, we're going to have another independence referendum. Yeah. Oh, yes. We are closing in on your record, Montreal. We are. We are breathing down your neck. Because we had a big independence referendum 2 years ago, and I'm not going to tell you how I voted, but we lost. And, and of course, now with Brexit, right, we're probably going to have another one because it wasn't us that took Britain out of Europe. In fact, it wasn't even Britain. It was the over 65s in Britain that took Britain out of Europe. Who would have thought that? For a long time, we speculated as to who was going to be the biggest threat to our democracy. Would it be the Russians? Would it be the North Koreans? Would it be ISIS? No, it was the pensioners. It was the pensioners. They walked among us. Hobbled among us. Some of them scooted. So, what was it? Yes, so I think religion is all about presentation. And yes, I live in Edinburgh. In Scotland. And here's what I'm talking about, right? On the left-hand side of my house, well, it'll be your right. There's a church, but on the right-hand side, there's a mosque. I didn't plan that. It's just the way it was, right? And, like, I've often thought, I'm not a religious person, but I've thought maybe one day I'll wake up and think, come on, Danny, pick a side and get in the game. And I'll go over to this side of the house, and I don't know anything other than the presentation. I'm open to whatever first signals, first signs I get, right? And I open the window and I hear the classic Christian call to prayer. We all know it, the church bells. Lovely church bells ringing out across the land. Bing, bong, bong, bing. Bingy, bingy, bing, bong. Bingy, dingy, bing, bong, bong. Bingy, bing, bong. Come to church, it will be fun, fun. Dingy, dingy, bong, bong. Bingy, bingy, ding, dong. Cheese and biscuits. Dingy, bongy, bong, bing, bing. Bong, bing, bing. Bong, bing. But it's a funny thing about church bells. I've noticed since I've been here, there's never any sync to them, is it? There's never any rhythm because it's two bells. Why have they never managed to go bing, bong, bing, bong, bing? It's always sort of slightly too, one comes in after the other, too late, and there's two. Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, 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 bong, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bong. It's just two hungover guys in the tower. Trying desperately to coordinate. Just one. Yes. No. After three. One, two. We go. No, after three, not on three. Watch me. 10 years we've been doing this. Come on. Bing, bong, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing. The other guy having a whale of a time, just... Can't hear you. There's a bell up there. But anyway, I hear that, and I think that sounds lovely. Church does sound nice, but I better just go and see what's happening at the mosque. And I go over to this side of the house and open the window. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Well, I guess I'm going to church. That man has clearly caught his penis in his zipper. Thank you very much for listening, Montreal!
Hey, everybody. Good to be here. I have been traveling all over telling jokes and drinking beers, so I have no idea how many kids I have out there. No clue, you know. Both my sisters are pregnant right now at the same time, a week apart. A lot of people are asking me, did they plan it? I hope not, it's really gross. I was looking after a little four-year-old girl, and she looked up at me and she goes, are you a kid? Because you're not a mom. Just like that. Like, those are the only two things that you can be in her world. You can be a kid or you can be a mom. So then in her world, I guess if you're a mom and your kid dies, people are like, I'm so sorry. And you're just like, I feel like a kid again. No kids were killed in the making of that joke. I am currently in a long-distance relationship, so as you can imagine, I am constantly looking for a new relationship. Not really. I do fantasize a lot about strangers, though, so it's just... I got it. Thank you. When you're in a long-distance relationship, you have sex like once a month a ton of times. You know, it's like a reverse period. And there are some girls that grow up dreaming of their wedding and planning it out, their dress, their ring, and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, but it is always like a little bit fun to have to see her congratulate her friend who's just like unexpectedly gotten engaged before her, you know? And sometimes it looks like this. Congratulations. It's a really pretty ring. So it's really pretty. If I were gonna get married, I would just want something small. So something simple, you know, like a band. If it were just a band, it'd be kind of, it's just matching bands, no jam. Like, if my boyfriend, if he climbed up in a tree and got a twig from a bird's nest and wrapped around my finger, I'd be kind of fine with that, even. That would be fine, so. I gave my boyfriend, we were walking on a date, and he looked down, and he saw a string on the ground, and he bent down, and he's like, will you marry me? We're kind of like to hear that. I'm sorry. If when my boyfriend hugged me, he didn't just like pat my back three times when he was done. You know what I'm saying? I really want to plan a party. That's what I want to do. It looks like that sometimes. I've seen that happen. My mom is back home where I grew up in the Midwest, and she's a great lady, elementary school music teacher, but she is very uncomfortable with anything sexual. You know, I think it's because she's a virgin. It's just like, ooh, you know, it's uncomfortable. But she constantly makes inadvertent sexual innuendo. So like, if we're going through like a Dairy Queen together, you all have been, yeah? Hot Eats, Cool Treats. So I'm going through and I order a Reese's Cup Blizzard, that's what I get. And when they hand it to you,
the Blizzard, they like to turn it upside down and then give it to you. Like, what you're about to eat is completely unnatural. This is for you. Yeah? See how it sticks to the cup? It's gonna stick to your ass. You okay with that? That's for you. And then it's my mom's turn to order, and truthfully, she said this. She goes, yeah, I'll take a penis brittle part. Excuse me. Mom, you may need a penis, whether it's brittle or not, you know? She knows that I like the word boner. It's a silly word, fun activity. And so on Halloween this year, she sent me a little card in the mail, like all moms do on Halloween. And it had a little skeleton on the front of it. And it said, Happy Halloween, bon appetit, you know? And then you open it up, and my mom had written in, or boner appetit to you. What? I think you just told your daughter she's got an appetite for boners. So that's, and I do. But I never finish them. So I'm Beth Stelling. Thank you guys so much.
Difficult being middle-aged, you know, it's really awful, you know, see young people here having a nice time. Do you know what it's like for me? It's fucking awful. Do you know what sex is like with me these days, ladies and gentlemen? Sex with me is like thumbing marshmallows into a cat's anus. And a lot of middle-aged men get very bitter, you know. They get very bitter when they see lovely, fresh faces. I see some lovely young people here having a nice time. A lot of men my age get bitter about it. I'm not one of those men. I love seeing the kids having a nice time. I'll prove that to you now. Hello? What's your name?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. And how old are you?
22.
Do you like being 22, Mary? Do you like being 22? Do you like being 22? It's amazing, isn't it? Mary. Do you know what happens when you get to 42? Look at me, I'll tell you, while I cover my arse cracker. When you hit 42, Mary, you walk past a nightclub, no one offers you a flyer. What is that? It pisses me off. You know, when I knew I was officially middle-aged, I was in a shop about 3 months ago in London called Urban Outfitters. You've got them out here, right? When I was looking at clothes that didn't suit me and were too young for me, and I was feeling so miserable and depressed, when suddenly I realised there was a song playing in the background that cheered me up straight away, because it took me back to my youth. It was a song by a band called Dead or Alive. Who knows Dead or Alive? Remember them from the 80s? And what was their biggest hit? You Spin Me Round! A 1984 classic! In 1984, I had one thing on my mind. It was a farmer's daughter I was in love with called Nicola Thomas. I was so in love with her. I mean, I'll throw this in for you. I saw her about 3 weeks ago for the first time in all those years. Lucky escape. Absolutely disgusting. But... At the time, I loved her, you know, and for some reason, every time I saw her, my heart jumped into my throat, and that song seemed to be playing in the background. It's not Shakespeare. It's a simple sentiment. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby. That being a music storage system, you... Like a record, baby, right round, 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 right? Not Shakespeare. But it made me happy. Until... I realised I wasn't listening to the original. I was listening to a cover version by a gentleman called Flo Rida. Some of the young people may be familiar with Flo's work. Flo's taken a bit of artistic licence with the dance classic and reworded it in the following way. You spin my head round, baby, right round, when you go down. And this is when I knew I was officially middle-aged. Because I heard that lyric, and I promise you, out loud in a shop, I reacted like this. Oh, no. I thought, can we not have one song? One song in the hit parade that doesn't allude to munching away on each other's private parts. And I'll tell you something else, Mary. Maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to. At 42, I don't make the effort to go down very often these days. Look, there's a man who's made me feel better about being old. And if you're feeling like you're getting old, maybe he'll help you too. That man is my father. My father is 74 years of age, and he has proved to me that getting old every year that passes is a blessing, because he is 74 years of age, ladies and gentlemen, and he has started to behave deliberately insane. There's nothing wrong with him, let me make that clear to you. We've taken him to the doctor, and the doctor said, take him home, he's doing all of this shit on purpose. We've been trying to work out what's wrong with him for years. I think we got our answer at that Christmas. We're sitting around the Christmas table, Christmas Day. My mum was carving the turkey. My dad was reading a newspaper. He was ignoring us throughout Christmas lunch. We knew it was him. We could see his flashing Father Christmas hat over the top. My sister came home and she decided to enjoy Christmas. She drank 3 bottles of white wine to herself. She was absolutely shit-faced, right? And during Christmas lunch, she said a word that put the cat amongst the pigeons. She said the word blowjob. Now, maybe your mums would be cool with that. My mum is a very naive 67-year-old racist. And lovely mother, terrible bigot. She's not, she'd fucking kill me, she's lovely. She heard the word blowjob, though, and this is how she reacted. She went, I'm sorry, love, what was that? And my sister went, oh, God, I'm sorry, Mum, I didn't mean to, I'm drunk. She goes, don't be so silly, you say what you want. This is your home, you say whatever you want in this home, you know that. I just need you to explain to me exactly what a blowjob is. My sister sobered up like this. Then she started to panic and she went, it doesn't matter, Mum, I'm drunk. I went back to being an older brother and I went, yes, it does matter! Yes, it does matter! We can't be using words that Mum doesn't understand. And my mum went, well, I would like to know what it means. I said, you've got every right to know what it means. My sister was shuffling like a dog on lino, ladies and gentlemen. I have never seen a woman look more uncomfortable. I thought I was going to cough my liver up laughing. I stopped laughing when my sister made her decision, which was to explain that particular sex act to my mother using the almost forgotten art of mime. So she started going, it's kind of a sexual thing, Mum, where you would, and I thought, this is horrendous! And then it got 400 times worse, because my mum, to try and understand what was going on over here, you're ahead of me already, madam, decided that she would copy the mime. So I don't know how bad your Christmases have been recently, but that one for me consisted of watching my mother and my sister pumping air cock in front of my face. It was the most disturbing image I've ever seen, and I've seen someone kill a pony with a golf club. So my mum's doing this. I don't know what this is at all, love. I don't know what any of these movements are. I don't know this. Why am I tickling under here? I don't know what that is. Yes, it would appear my sister is rather good. So. She was in mid-mime, my mum, when she realised what she was doing. This will haunt me forever. She went, I don't know what any of this is. I don't know any of these movements are. I don't... Oh, good God. Oh, good God, no! And then she said something that I think many women and some men in this room will identify with. She said, oh, no, this is a quote. Oh, no, love. No, no, no. I find it hard enough to touch one of those things, let alone put it in my mouth. At which point, my dad summed up 40 years of marriage and all of his weird behaviour with one look from behind a newspaper. I brought a bit of paper out to demonstrate this properly for you. This explains all of his behaviour. One glance. I'll try and recreate it for you now. Oh, no, love. Oh, no, love. I find it hard enough to touch one of those things, let alone put it in my mouth. To his own children.
Hello. You know what my least favorite thing about the website YouPorn is? They let people comment on the porn And that's unnecessary. People leave weird comments. Yeah, that chick, I bone her, and I shit on her chest and lick it off. Who's with me? Nobody. Nobody's with you. You're licking shit. That's a disgusting activity. I feel like you should be solo in your shit-eating endeavors. Don't try to bring me or the rest of the you-porn community into your nonsense. I speak for the whole you-porn community. Anytime there's an interracial scene, a black guy and a white woman is always racist comments. Fucking niggers are fucking our white women. Like, dude, are you seriously being racist and masturbate at the same time?
Niggers, I hate them so.
But I can't look away from this scene. This couple has amazing on-camera chemistry. Guy's a loser. All those videos have descriptions. You know what you're gonna see before you click on it, but this guy still clicked on it because his horniness beat out his racism that day. I have a situation in my apartment right now. I have a surplus of pickle juice in my apartment. Too much pickle juice, because after the pickles are gone, I don't like throwing out the pickle juice. It just feels wasteful. So lately I've been dipping my fingers in the pickle juice and I flick it on my sandwiches for flavor like that. Like, how many flicks does it take to properly flavor a ham sandwich? Between 7 and 11, depending on how big your fingers are and how long you leave them immersed in the pickle juice. There's lots of variables. I studied this. I get home one day and all the pickle juice is gone. I asked my roommate, hey man, what happened to the pickle juice? He said, I threw it away. It's just pickle juice. I said, it's not just pickle juice. I flicked that on my sandwiches for flavor. I told him, hey man, you know I gotta hurt one of your lizards now. He has like 7 lizards. That's way too many lizards. They don't do shit. They've never been on Animal Planet. They're not even famous lizards. They're random lizards. They chill in my apartment all day. They have lights on them all the time, but they don't put any money on a light bill. Who are these lizards getting all these free lights? I pay for my lights. I will fry one of those lizards and have a lizard sandwich and flick pickle juice on it. I'm a big rap fan. I like rap videos, but a lot of them are weird. They have To Be Continued, but they never have a second video. Like, where's the second video? So much suspense. I need to know, are they gonna pour more champagne on these bitches? Somebody gonna bring a towel? These girls are wet. What's going on here? So much suspense. Tell me. I saw Lil Wayne get interviewed. It was bad. This journalist was like, Lil Wayne, if you could ask George Bush any questions about Hurricane Katrina, what would you say? And he was like, I'm a gangster and gangsters don't ask questions. What? Gangsters do ask questions. Asking questions is a big part of being a gangster. Hey, motherfucker, where's my money? That's a question. Do you want to die tonight? That's a question, too. What? That's two questions. Gangsters always ask questions. I want to be a gangster. I do. I want to be a Crip, but minus the gangbanging and shooting people, because if you take all that away, it seems like they just dance and go to barbecues all the time. Just have fun as a gang. Hey, cuz, pass the potato salad. This barbecue is great. You want to go bandana shopping after this? I really enjoy being a Crip. The camaraderie is my favorite part. I was coming out the store earlier. I just bought some Oreos and some Chips Ahoy. I get outside, there's this guy like, hey, brother, it's my birthday today. And that was the first time in my life without any sarcasm I could say, what? You want a cookie or something? Because any other time you say that, you're being mean, but I meant it from the heart. How many cookies you want, man? You want 7 cookies? That's way too many cookies. You're being ridiculous right now. Get like 3 or 4 cookies and then get out of my face. Hannibal is my real name. I was named after this general, Hannibal Barker, but not a lot of people know about him, so I'm forever associated with Hannibal Lecter and Silence of the Lambs. That's not even a real dude. Why can't I be Hannibal from the A-Team sometimes? Every day I had the same conversation with people about my name. Your real name is Hannibal? Yeah, my real name is Hannibal. Your parents named you Hannibal? Yes, my parents named me Hannibal. So Hannibal is on your birth certificate? Yes, Hannibal's on my birth certificate. but why'd you just ask me the same question in three different ways? I really want to choke that person and see how they handle that. Are you choking me right now? Yes, I'm choking you right now. Are you using your hands to apply force to my neck? Yes, I'm using my hands to apply force to your neck. Are you trying to stop the circulation of blood and oxygen to my brain so I pass out? Yes, I'm trying to stop the circulation of blood and oxygen to your brain so you'll pass out. Some of y'all might be wondering, Hannibal, if you were choking that dude, why was he still talking regular? And that was just a choice I made for that joke. Didn't feel like doing a choking voice. I used to live with my girls. I would come home late. She would get upset. Hannibal, where were you? It's three. It's three. Like, stop focusing on the time. You realize I could do bad shit and still make it home at 7 o'clock. She's like, well, what would you do if I stayed out till 3 in the morning? Me, I play video games and celebrate your absence. I realized recently my judgment gets messed up more by food and juice than it does by drugs or alcohol. Like, I love apple juice. I think it's delicious. I want to start my own apple juice company. I don't know how you go about doing that. I tried emailing some companies for advice. Didn't work out. One day I get at the grocery store, me and my girl, Mott's Fresh Pressed Natural Apple Juice, $1.79 for a half gallon. That's a great sale. We get 8 bottles. 8 bottles is all we have on the belt. In front of us is an old man looking back, shaking his head like, nah, nope. Like, what's wrong, old man? You mad because we got all this apple juice? You can go get some, too. It's over there in aisle 4. But if not, stop judging us. Hell yeah, we are hoarding apple juice, taking advantage of this sale before this store realizes what a horrible mistake they've made. And you know what? We're back here happy with our apple juice. And you're up there lonely with your Hormel chili, you lonely Hormel chili-eating old man. But then it took me a minute to realize he wasn't shaking his head because of the apple juice. He was shaking his head because my girlfriend was white, and he didn't agree with that. But I was so caught up in the euphoria of having all that apple juice that for like a minute, I lived in this world where racism didn't exist. I was like, it's obvious that this old man is just an apple juice hater. Thanks a lot, y'all. Later.